Today we're coming from the book of John. We have just celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ. Now let's look at the purpose of Jesus Christ. Coming from the book of John in the New Testament. Allow me to read a few verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and in the darkness did not, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. And I'll stop there, as our topic for today is Jesus, the true light. Jesus, the true light. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for just blessing us. Blessing us, Lord, for keeping us. We just thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving me the privilege of sharing this gospel with these, your people, Father. And I just pray that you make the gospel true. True for each and every one of us. In your son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. The true light. We look at light and we ask ourselves, what is light? Light allows us to see. And the better the light source, the better we can see. Jesus came as the true light. He came as the true light to shine his glory among us all. And I like the way John writes this gospel, because he doesn't do it like the other three gospels, which either talk about the birth of Jesus or talk about begins with the ministry of John the Baptist. He begins with a theological concern about who Christ is, how Christ started, and what he is for us today. And that very first verse says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What this tells me that is that at the very beginning, when God formed creation, Jesus was there. And as we look at the language of John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, it's similar to the language that we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And this tells me in the beginning was the Word. The Word is the Greek word logos, which refers to the Son of God who was with God from the beginning, who was with them from the beginning. Psalm 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. This talks about the pre-existence of Jesus Christ. Even though the world did not get to know him until the appointed time that he was born in Bethlehem, even though the world did not get to know him. It was at that time that God chose to share the gospel, not just with the Jews, but with us all, for the whole world. He was God at the end of verse 1. And the word was God means that Jesus was united with God. They were one and the same, part of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in verse 2, it refers to this again. He was in the beginning with God. We turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. After God created the universe, he says in the 26th verse of Genesis 1, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. The question is, who is the us that he's talking about? He's talking about himself, God, the Father. He's talking about the Son, Jesus Christ. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our own image. And it says in verse 3, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. When God created the universe, when he created the light and separated the light from darkness and called the light day and the darkness light, when God separated the waters from the dry land and called the dry land earth and the waters the sea, God made all of that, and Jesus was with him all along. So to the listeners of John, they had to understand that if they invalidated Jesus, they were invalidating God. Because Jesus was with God from the very beginning. And then he goes on to talk a little bit more about Jesus. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus is life to each and every one of us. Jesus is the light, L-I-G-H-T. And in verse 5, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know, there is a conflict between light and darkness. You know, there are some things that we can do in the dark if we want to be hidden, but if the light exposes things, the light makes things plain, there are certain things that we cannot do in the absence of light. Have you ever been in darkness, or has your electricity ever gone out at nighttime and the first thing you look for is a light to find your way? And some of us might pick up a phone and realize that our phone has a light in it, but this is a little light. And then we might go to a bigger light to shine a little bit more, but this is still not a bright light. And then we might go for the big light that shines on everything, but you know what? There is no light that we can make that can duplicate the light through the power of Jesus Christ. There is no sin that can hide from the light provided by Jesus Christ. There is no dirt that can hide from this light that shines in darkness. My brothers and sisters, I spent a large part of my career, whether it was in television or whether it was in photography, trying to duplicate the light that is provided free to us from the sun. Whenever you look at a scene on television, you just assume that the lighting is just right like that, but people spend hours trying to get that light looking right, trying to get the right type of light, trying to get the light in the right shade, trying to get the light in the right tint, trying to get the light in the right way, making sure that light is available. when all we have to do is look at the sun, and that provides the true light. You know, we spend a lot of time trying to duplicate the light that is provided to us by the sun. But do we spend a lot of time also trying to duplicate the light that is provided by the Son of God? That's a question to ponder on. But it tells us in verse 5 that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend the light. The darkness did not understand the light. In their sinfulness, they could not believe that Jesus Christ was the light of the world. In their sinfulness, they ignored all the prophecies from the Old Testament that described how the light would come, how the Savior would come. They had their preconceived notion of how the Savior would come that prevented them from seeing Jesus as the Savior. That's just like us trying to duplicate the light that the sun provides. It's not adequate. It's not adequate. You know, you can look for something in your house with your flashlight. But isn't it interesting when the sun comes up, you can see so much better. Everything is exposed a lot better when the true light comes. But some have chosen to stay within the context of their own light and not allow the light, the true light of God, to shine in their lives. The darkness did not comprehend it because they were in darkness for so long that dark seemed right, and they were not used to the truth. So in order to pave the way, John says that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. We know this as John the Baptist. And it tells us in verse 7, this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light. You know, some people thought that John the Baptist was the light, but he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. And in verse 9, it says, that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. And hence the topic, the true light, is what Jesus was. Jesus was not an artificial light. He was not an artificial blimp on the screen, one who would come today and fade away tomorrow, as so many others had come before the children of Israel, trying to say that they were the Messiah. Today we have false prophets. Today we have false lights in our life that try to outshine the real true light, which is the light that only comes through our relationship with Jesus Christ. How many times have we been seduced by a false light? How many times have we been seduced by a light that used the same enticing word as the scripture, but had the wrong intent? How many times have we been enticed to follow another light, to have another light put before us, another way of teaching put before us that just didn't seem right within our spirit? And the reason it didn't seem right is because it was not the true light. I know one thing about light. Once you've experienced good lighting, everything else is inferior. That's why in the production world, they spend so much money on good lights, because only good lights will give them the look they want. In our relationship with Jesus Christ, we have the true light. And due to our relationship with him, any light that comes in our way should be inadequate. It's not fulfilling. It doesn't provide us with what we need, with the teachings we need, with the salvation we need, with the covering we need, with the comfort we need. It was hard for them to understand the true light, because the true light did not come in the way they expected it to come. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. The light. Something we need and something we can't live without. The light. There are so many lights that guide our life on a daily basis. As you start your car, as you start the engine, there are lights that come on in your dashboard that tell you the condition of your vehicle. As you back out of your driveway or pull out of your yard, there are other lights that we get used to. When we pull up to an area and see a red light in front of us, that means that we stop. And when it turns green, we go. And when it's yellow, proceed with caution. As we drive, if we want to turn, we have a turn signal. That's another light that lets everybody else around us know that we are about to make a move. I can go on and on. We have headlights that guide where we're going, and we have taillights that tell everyone around us that we are about to stop. We have all kinds of lights that we understand their purpose, and we are so used to using them. So why is it so hard to comprehend that Jesus is the true light? Is the one light that we cannot live without? Is the light that has made plain to us that he is the only way of salvation? Jesus is the true light. No other light will do. It's interesting when you look out at the moon and the planets. Just last week, we had this great conjunction, my brothers and sisters, where Jupiter and Saturn were coming together close enough that we could see with our eyes. They looked like one great light. But in reality, they have no light of their own. They were just reflecting the light from the sun. That's what John the Baptist was doing. He was reflecting the light from the sun. When people say there's something different about us, could it be that we're just reflecting the light of the sun? Jesus is the true light. From our perspective, the planets look like they have light within themselves. They have none. From our perspective, the moon looks like it is a great big light. It has none. It's just reflecting the light from the sun. And I say all that just to say that there is one true light. Everything else is just a reflection or a facsimile. But you know what? As we look in the sun in the sky, I understand it's so bright that we can't look at it with our bare eyes. Isn't that interesting? That this is the light that we use for everything in our daily basis to see. The Spirit in us is a mighty light, and that light is Jesus Christ. And we can't confuse it with any other light. For he is the light of the world. Thank you, Minister Tatum, for sharing your thought for the day, which shared about this light. Jesus is the true light. He was in the world. The world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. He came to the synagogue, he came to the Jews, and they did not receive him because they were so used to other lights, or they were looking for a light according to their own definition of what a light should look like or feel like or experience. Jesus is the true light. So I pray today that you will reflect on this message. And as you look around your house, I pray that you gain a greater appreciation to what a wonderful world we live in with light. And a wonderful world we live in with Jesus Christ as the true light. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray this will serve as inspiration as well as information. Something we can ponder on for the day and the days to come. God bless you. The true light, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord.